Well, that was good.
Yeah.
All right. If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And it says, "And almost all things are by law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission."
Yeah.
We're starting to come to a time and age where preaching on the blood isn't popular anymore. People would rather go to some old wore-out sports stadium in Houston, Texas, and hear somebody tell them how good they are when the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. You can say, "Well, I'm a good person." Well, you ain't good enough. You can say, "Well, I'm a good doctor." Well, you ain't good enough. You ain't going to make it to heaven without that blood. You got to have the blood to get to heaven. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You can't go to the left of it. You can't go to the right of it. You got to go through it. You got to go through the blood. Now let me tell you what. It says, "Neither," in verse 12, "by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood." His blood. Peter calls His blood precious. His blood is precious. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, how long is eternal? Eternal is forever. Now, let me tell you what. There's this group of people. They go around and they say, "Well, you can lose it. Well, you can give it back." No, I can't. And why would you want to? You know what? And let me tell you this. I'm going to make a point here. If you could give it back, or you could lose it, you're saying that the blood of Christ is no better than a Levitical sacrifice. You understand that? But it's because it said the blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away sin. But we just read where it says He entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us by His own blood. I was a guy once that got on the internet with me. He was from the evangelical outreach. Now, I don't know who he was outreaching to, but he didn't outreach to me very far. Now, he got up there and he said, "Well, you can lose it." And I just quoted, I gave you what I just said to you. He came back and said, "Well, you misrepresented us." I said, "I ain't misrepresented nobody. You said that the blood of Christ wasn't no better than the blood of bulls and goats, and they can't take away sin." Well, after that, he wouldn't talk to me no more. I think I was blessed. Let me tell you what, if you're going to come, you got to come by the blood. In fact, the Bible says if you're trying to come any other way, you're the same as a thief and a liar. Well, you mean old Muhammad isn't going to make it? No, he ain't going to make it. You ain't going to be a Muslim in heaven, because in order to get there, you got to be washed in the blood. And once he gets washed in the blood, he's not going to be a Muslim. He's going to be a Christian. Oh, Buddha ain't going to make it. Now, I tell you what, there'd be some people out there, these Muslims, that want to kill me for saying that. You know what? That's okay, because I think God protects us, and we need to tell the truth. Truth of the matter is, unless you come through the blood of Christ, you're not going to make it. It's not a very popular subject to preach on anymore. Oh, no, people don't want to hear about the blood anymore. They want to hear about things that make them feel good.
Yeah, right.
I can't find nowhere in this Bible where I'm supposed to be a feel-good preacher.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing in this Bible that tells me I'm supposed to make you feel good. I'm supposed to preach the Word.
Right.
I'm supposed to be instant in season and out of season.
Right.
Well, what is the Word? Well, the Word is that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners.
Yes.
And how does He do it? He did it by His blood. He offered Himself up as a sacrifice for you, and He only did it one time. And He ain't going to do it again. It's not like the high priest that had to go in year after year and sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat. No, He did it once, and once and for all.
Amen.
Yeah. it. And that is the absolute truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. The key part of that word is you have to know the truth in order for the truth to set you free. And what is the truth? Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the truth. And that's absolute truth. And that absolute truth comes from the absolute truth of God known as the King James Bible. Now let me tell you what. I don't know how much time I got. I get on a roll sometimes and I don't keep it. Oh good, I still got half my time left. Let me tell you something. A lot of people switching from the KJV to that old ungodly NIV. Now let me tell you what. That NIV leaves verses out. For example, when you get to Acts chapter 8, don't look for verse 37 in the NIV. It's not there. But what is that? That was Philip's answer to the Ethiopian eunuch on what he had to do to be baptized. It's out of there. It's not in there. Don't go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, that says the Son of Man came. Well, I can't quote it right now, but anyway, it's not in there. See, I'm like an old preacher friend of mine. He says he's got a good memory, but it's short. And I find the older I get, the shorter it gets. But it's not in there. And I'm going to tell you something about the NIV you may or may not know. Let me tell you, on the board of the NIV was a woman whose name was Mary Raymond. I think she had another name. I think she'd been married 4 or 5 times. But anyway, that woman is a lesbian. Now, God ain't never authorized any kind of a homosexual to write a Bible. It ain't never happened. And it ain't gonna happen. How in the world can a homosexual write a Bible when he's been given over to a reprobate mind? He don't have the Holy Spirit in himself. And he don't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. How in the world can he write a Bible? And I'm gonna tell you something else. This woman had the nerve. And this is how bad America's sinking. Because God only knows how many of them things are being sold.
No, you're right.
But she had the nerve to say that Christ was actually born a girl and was changed to a man when he was crucified. How ungodly can you get? And yet, let me tell you what. You'll tell people that. You'll show them that it's true. And they'll say, my God, I didn't know that. And they keep right on using the thing. My Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good, and does it not, to him it is sin. Well, you don't like the NIV? No, I don't even consider it a Bible. There's only one Bible. And it's called the King James. And it's the 1611 King James Bible. God, strike me if I ever preach out of anything else. And let me tell you what, if you come to my church, and you're going to preach, you're going to use this book. Because if you get up using another book, I'm going to stop you. And I'm going to sit you down. Well, would you do it? Would you actually do it? Yes, I'd do it. I've done it before. And when you come to my church, you're going to preach on the blood. You may not preach on the subject of the blood, but you're going to let people know it's the blood that bought redemption. Okay, I'm done anyway. I'm about out of breath now anyhow. All right, I got 1 minute.